I think the interesting story is what is happening to war itself. I've been long interested in the evolution of war, and I have asked myself many times over the years, where on earth is this thing going? What will war be like 50 years from now? Because, you know, military historians are always focusing on the evolution of tactics. First, the defense gets the upper hand, then the offense, with different weapon systems. And military history is filled with the history of weapon systems, and those just get more and more lethal as time goes on, not stopping with the atomic bomb, but continuing from there. So from a lethality point of view, the picture looks very, very grim on the evolution of war. But these recent studies, one anthropological and the other one from an NGO in Canada, have focused not on the mechanisms of war, but on deaths and injuries due to warfare, various kinds of warfare. There is, of course, the classical war between two states, where a couple of nations will go at it. There's broad interstate conflicts like World War II. And then there are intra-state conflicts like civil wars, guerrilla movements, and almost anything in between. There's been a lot of evolution, and the different studies have different timescales, and I want my listeners to really focus on this. We can talk about the evolution of war just in the last 5 years, and there's a lot to say. There's also a lot to say about the last 30 years of war, last 50 years since World War II. And then there's the really long perspective. What has happened to war over thousands of years? One of the most fascinating books I've ever read is War Before Civilization by Lawrence Keeley. The subtitle is The Myth of the Peaceful Savage. Keeley is an anthropologist and archaeologist who has dug out an enormous mass of evidence that shows that over the time span of thousands of years, war has been steadily declining when measured by the number of people killed and injured. And we're talking about civilians as well as participants, whether they are military, guerrilla, or whatever. The archaeological evidence is pretty dramatic, and Keeley and several other people have been pulling all of this evidence together. It comes from archaeological evidence, historical evidence, anthropological evidence, sociological evidence, economic evidence. It's broadly interdisciplinary, and of course, that means it's dear to my heart. That's what I love. And it gives a radically different perspective on warfare. And it's a profoundly optimistic, beneficial, wonderful development.